Good morning. Today is Tuesday, December the 8th, 341st day of the new year. Joining us this morning from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Executive Director Tony Smithers.
Good morning, Brian.
Howdy ho.
Indeed.
You sound like you got a little bit of, is that travel lag in your throat?
Well, I'm just on the downward end of that crud that's going around. Everyone's getting it. But.
Oh, I see. So you've knocked it back.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, good, good. Stay over on your side of the room, will you? I have not seen it yet and don't want to. Our quote this morning comes from Francisco de Goya. Fantasy, abandoned by reason, produces impossible monsters. United with it, she's the mother of the arts and the origin of all marvels.
And marketing.
Yeah, no kid. Well, that's kind of an art unto itself also. So what's going on out there? December certainly is a different year this year. Was it during the break, Damien, yesterday? You and I and Andy were talking about the fact that these guys haven't seen floods in Humboldt County. It's been, what, four-plus years out since we've had water.
Yeah, since Bayside was underwater.
Normal winter we haven't seen. It looks like we may be getting one of those normal winters this year. Does that change things? The national news saying, you know, Portland's got urban flooding all over the place and blah, blah, and the Northwest is getting pummeled. Does that matter that much to tourism in our area?
Well, not that we can detect. I mean, if we, you know, analyzed this and that, we might find trends, micro trends. But remember, this is not our high season. So, you know, the amount of people who are coming here as a destination, vacation is, you know, definitely less than we would normally get. Now, who is coming? We still get year-round those people who are driving the west coast of the United States, Mexico to Washington. will they be put off by unseasonable weather? Well, I think everyone expects it to rain up here in the winter, so I don't think so. That's my answer.
So no surprises, more just confirmation?
Yes. I mean, you know, actually people think it rains more here than it actually does. So whatever, you know, fallout we dealt with, we've already dealt with it.
Well, and it depends, obviously, on what part of here is here. You know, if you're on the Lost Coast, yeah, you're going to get a little bit more rain than you do in sunny Fortuna, for an example.
For example.
So if weather isn't a deterrent this time of the year, is it just folks, you know, this is the holiday season and they're going home wherever home is, and that's pretty much all you can be concerned about, is the holidays are the holidays and let's start building after in January?
Well, that is the general, you know, gist of, you know, where we put our marketing efforts and resources into. But that doesn't, negate the fact that we do have a specific market of people come here for the holidays. I don't know if you recall, for a number of years we ran our Coastal Christmas promotion, but the whole idea was that in Humboldt County you'll find, you know, the holidays celebrated the way they used to be. So it's all about the events,
tradition,
you know, music and a cup of mulled cider, all that good stuff. And, you know, we still have that message out there, and it still is working for us.
Well, and it resonates because we still have got the Nature's Coastal Holidays in Brookings, and we've got the lights up at Winchester Bay. I mean, there's, I guess, connected to the holidays, there's still tourism available in the area.
Right, and we know for a fact that some of our perennial events draw people, you know, year after year, including the Truckers Parade, which is this coming Saturday.
KINS News and Information Times, 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers. Tony, this is just a point of correction. That's the KEKA Christmas Truckers Parade.
Oh,
Saturday
I do
night,
beg your pardon.
At 6, yes.
Yes, so if you want to hear Jingle Barrels blared.
Jingle Barrels?
Jingle Bells blared on truck horn, that's the place to go.
It's amazing, some of the stuff that's there. And the cool thing for me, I've not ridden in it, gosh, in 10 years. But the number of people that are out.
Oh, it's the...
25,000-30,000 people is what the guess is.
I know.
Along the way, and you kind of go, huh.
That's okay. Nearly the population of Eureka.
Yeah, yeah, which, you know, obviously is, some folks are driving in from other areas, but it's just, I guess it speaks to the fact that tourism kind of comes in a couple of different shapes and sizes. You got the out-of-area folks, but you've also got the local folks.
Well, this is true. Yeah, I mean, and if local folks want to stay overnight, that helps everyone, so.
Or go out for dinner or whatever, you know, following it or before it, that kind of stuff.
I mean, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, you're hardwired to lodging.
Just remember, those of you living in Shelter Cove and Orleans, a great trip would be to come out and do your Christmas shopping, go to Costco, stay overnight, have dinner, then go home again. That would be a decent outing.
I bet you someone could attend Old Town or on the Plaza instead of Costco, but that's okay. You've just shown your weakness there, buddy. What about the international? Do they kind of... It's always been intriguing for me. I've got some buddies who've got stations in New Zealand and in Australia. And when we have the fall gatherings, I'll ask them about what their Christmases are like. I just can't get my head wrapped around the fact that Christmas is a summer event. Because it is. I mean, it's the same thing like if you were at the by the equator. Or Southern California, you know, it's 85 degrees and it just...
I lived for a few years in South Africa. Yes, it was
different.
You know, you went swimming on Christmas. Yes.
Yeah, just different. How does that play for the international tourist? Are they looking for what we consider a traditional Christmas? Yeah, the Dickens or the English, you know, snow in the Midwest, all that kind of stuff? Or are their local customs overriding what we see as the traditional?
Well, boy. I think, you know, if you want to look at a Christmas holiday travel for the holiday itself, you have to look to Europe because they're the masters of it. I mean, Germany particularly, there are so many towns that, you know, just pull out all the stops and are all decked out. So, you know, in terms of being an attraction, a destination that really, you know, even as a whole state, that's an uphill climb. I think we want to stick with our strengths, you know.
Well, could we? Yeah, there are certain areas within the region where the neighborhoods go to town. And everybody goes driving by those key neighborhoods in their communities.
Right. I know there's TV shows about the Christmas light competitions and
Right, you know, as long as it's not like Family Vacation. Drop the power grid. Is there a niche for something as simple as that? I mean, it's not a complicated promotion. You wouldn't need to have an executive coordinator for anything like that. But would something as simple as that draw people into the area also?
Well, that's what we've tried to do with the Coastal Christmas promotion, which is basically to take all the good things that people are doing already, all the events, all the recitals and concerts, all the, you know, the shopping and all those, you know, Christmassy things, decorations, lights out, put it together and sort of bundle it into an experience, a product. And say to folks, hey, you know, just for a long weekend, come up and see how Christmas used to be done. Because, you know, people have Christmas in the cities. They still do, Brian, really. But our hope is that there's some nostalgia for a small town Christmas. And that's the niche that we can have. Plus, there is some, you know, pieces of it which are to do with our nature and the redwoods. So, you know, there's the candlelight vigil up at Prairie Creek. You know, things like that.
Well, blessing of the fleet.
Blessing of the fleet.
That kind of thing.
Give us our own twist to it, yeah.
Is there a market for it? Do people respond to it?
Yes. There's always a market for it.
Well, yeah. enough to make it a viable, ongoing promotional push. Yeah, I mean, if you get 25 families, hooray for the 25 families. But if it doesn't move the needle across the board for everybody.
Right. Well, you know, you've just identified, you know, one of the perennial problems in destination marketing is the real chicken and egg, you know, building the demand which justifies the investment in the experience. And, you know, something's got to sort of, so basically we try and build the demand gradually using, you know, guerrilla marketing, social media, all those tools that we have available, publicity particularly. And then hopefully that demand will then cause more people to say, hey, maybe I can be part of that and put on a special event. Or
so almost a grassroots thing rather than anything that's over the top.
This is Humboldt County. This is how we have to do things.
I was going to say make a reference to snowball, but I'm not sure we even have the snowball yet. Got lots of rain. Maybe we can do a floods chance. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, we'll open the floodgates.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:33. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers, Talk Shop presented by REDEC and by CDH Painting. Tony, the international marketplace this time of the year, if everybody's kind of laying back a little bit, is it time to strike? Do the non-Christian-based cultures, is this a key travel time for them?
It could be. You know, a lot depends on what their, you know, what their season is. Is it their travel season that corresponds with your, you know, your availability time? But, you know, as a case in point, right now we're really excited about China. You know, everyone reads in the news about the Asian the Asian tiger, yeah. And this, you know, apart from the air quality, yeah. But lately, this just this week, it just seems all the stars are lining up that 2016 is going to be the year of China for Humboldt County. That's for sure.
The normal, where they'll fly into Seattle. I mean, I think normal Japanese fly into Seattle or Anchorage and then come driving down the Pacific Coast.
No, I believe San Francisco and Los Angeles, particularly, would be the gateways for these visitors. You know, it does. You know. Remind us of the need to keep working on that air connection to Los Angeles. As the Asian market grows and grows, that extra gateway is going to be more and more important.
Well, San Francisco is jacked up as it has been, even post-remodeling. Can it handle that much more?
Well, we hope.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I had a couple of buddies last week, and it was issues in Denver and Chicago that caused them to arrive on the 11 o'clock at 2 in the morning. Everything just got backed up, and you know, they processed through as first come, first scheduled.
Well, let's just get REDEC to work on that Los Angeles connection.
Yeah, no kidding, no kidding. But will they drive from L.A. up to here?
A lot of them will, because that's how you see California, by car. I mean, yes, there is still a part of that market and many international markets that will do group tour, but the thing about China is they have this huge middle class. The middle class, of course, is bigger than our entire population. And, you know, just this last summer, I was launching my boat at Stone Lagoon, and a car pulled up, and some Asian folks got out. I thought they were Chinese, so I asked them. They were from Shanghai, just a father and mother and their daughter. They spoke very good English, and they were just driving the coast of California. So if we can multiply that by a few thousand every year, that'll make a dent.
Is that an easy market to attract?
Well, it's no market's easy, but
well, okay, on the relative scale.
Well, the thing is that we see there's such a huge market that there's got to be low-hanging fruit. So if we could just, you know, skim the easy customers, that'll get us started.
So how do you reach them?
Well, there's lots of stuff going on. One, you know, we work very closely with the Visit California, the state destination marketing organization. So in partnership with them, they are investing heavily in the China market. In fact, next month, the third week of January, we are hosting a tour of all of the Visit California Chinese representatives. So like 12 folks, Chinese nationals, who work for California in the tourism industry, are coming to tour California, and this time Humboldt County is on that tour.
Well, hey, we might be able to share with them, Damien, one of our flood weather forecasts.
Oh, it'll be nice by then.
Yeah, that's right, just before the big ones hit. So why is Humboldt County on the map this time?
Redwoods. I mean, first of all, our team, our sales manager, Megan Parfit, has been engaging closely with Visit California to be in their face, to remember the Redwoods. This is an international icon. It's part of, it's one of the must-sees in California. And they are getting that message now, so then it trickles down through their organization, and now we're on the map.
Does it matter which of the Redwoods they see? I mean, I know what normally happens in January through April at the national park. They close the gates, literally close the gates. So you get to the prairie, and then you hit the gate, and that's it.
Right, Davidson Road you're talking. Drury Parkway. Yeah.
So you don't even know what it's called. But the old highway. I mean, they'll close a good chunk of that. Well, okay. So do you go, is Avenue of the Giants, does that suffice for them? Or some of the Sequoia Park and some of that kind of stuff?
Well, let's be clear. Our destination is still seasonally challenged. We still have to, deal with our winter and the conditions and the availability of product, what have you. There's plenty of other times of the year, though, when we can, we have empty hotel beds that we want to fill.
Well, that's what I was saying. If you can get them into Rockefeller, for example, or Founders Grove, okay, that's probably going to do the trick.
Absolutely.
If they're inclined to come to Redwoods.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That would be wonderful. But, the fact is, as much as we love living here, most people don't want to go walking around in the rain. So we have to work with that.
Well, hopefully you and Richard and a couple of the others do in late January.
Well, we often have that little, January miracle of beautiful weather. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the little clear spat out of Alaska that reminds us what's still coming. Yeah.
So at the same time, just yesterday, Richard Stenger, our media marketing manager, had breakfast with a Chinese journalist, doing research on Humboldt County and the Redwoods. So, a big part of what we do is that publicity, that earned media, where we, try and build the demand amongst the traveling public by getting our message out there.
So. Do they look for the iconic or do they look for the unique, the international?
First trip is iconic. The first trip to the United States or California, they want to hit the Disneyland, the San Francisco, and hopefully we can get Redwood National Park on that same level as iconic California. But frequently we're relegated to the second and third trip, which is okay, because they do return to the United States when they have a good time here.
Well, I would think. If the Golden Gate Bridge, I guess Napa would be a second tier.
Yeah, unless they're
really weird to say it, but
unless they're really into wine, they're okay. not gonna be on their radar so much.
So they see a cable car, Golden Gate,
Alcatraz. That's the
Bay Area hub,
the icon,
and then L.A., Anaheim,
exactly, Hollywood.
And so San Diego isn't a player, Sacramento isn't a player, Napa isn't a player. We're not a player the first time.
Well,
for most.
You say San Diego. San Diego has a huge international marketing budget, so they.
And they got the military base there too. Yeah, so they're they've got some built-in things that might be of interest for folks, but by and large, they're not a Golden Gate Bridge.
No, they're not the quintessential California icon.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers. Tony, is there still confusion with the international traveler, too, when they get here? Do they look for California?
Absolutely. California is probably the strongest brand in the United States.
So when do they know that they're here?
When they see the Golden Gate Bridge, when they see Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay, some of the real, those iconic things that you were referencing.
Yeah,
earlier.
And I'm on Disneyland, unfortunately, but.
Well, that's, we like going there every couple of years. I mean, that's not a bad place.
No, it's not.
Just the other end of the state. You just can't draft off of Southern California as easy, that's all. So has there been any thought in the past of connecting redwoods with grapes? Not the valley, but the Napa Valley.
Right.
Or Sonoma Valley.
Because
I would think that for the kind, the breed of cat that you're talking about, other than those that are just running up from San Francisco and staying in their, you know, their apartment over the weekend kind of thing, that it's probably a fairly similar peer group between the two.
Possibly. You mean in sense of a, you know, a well-heeled...
Got money, got time, going to spend, they want to get out and experience, whether it's tasting the wines or stomping in the woods. I mean, they're not going to be your eco-bike madness people, going into the Tetons or through the wilderness area, but...
Well, we have something for everybody, I guess, is the answer.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if some of the easier ones have been ignored because they just haven't been thought of.
Well, no, we do go after, we do, you know, focus on a lot of what we call niche markets. So what are some of the ones that we really know produce well for us? Certainly things like motorcycle, you know, riders. We're actually becoming very well known as a great place to...
We can tell that just on Fridays.
Yeah. Same with the paddle sports, the same with mountain biking, and a lot of those little, you know, what you might call niches. You know, obviously the fishing, that's been going on for a long, long time. So, you know, again, I probably use the term low-hanging fruit all too much, but those kinds of people who are looking for a very specific activity or a new and an interesting and high-quality place to engage in their favorite activity are really open to our message, you know, that we're a great place to spin your wheels.
Favorite activity or something that they've wanted to do? So when you're talking about, let's say, your off-road biker guy or gal. Okay, the hardcore guy is here, they get it. But the ones that just kind of want to go biking through the woods.
Yeah, we have that too.
Yeah,
we have that too.
I would think that let's take a shot at it crowd is a whole lot larger than the enthusiast.
Right, and again, you know, it's that chicken and egg. You know, do you have the infrastructure, the suppliers with the bike rentals and the helmets and the, you know, all that? And we do to some degree, but, you know, there's always, you know, the need for more.
More adventure capital.
Adventure capital,
adventure capital. There you go. Okay. Yeah, there's your new niche. There's your idea for the day, adventure capital. Thanks for coming by, bud.
My pleasure.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug somebody you love. See you then.